As we have been reporting, the KCBS family is missing one of our most beloved broadcasters whose career spanned decades and stations up and down the Bay Area dial.
8:34 on the Ron Lyons program on a Monday night. Number one for six consecutive.
KCBS News Time, 6:58 as we go back to the Bay Bridge with Ron.
It is really bad. There are two stall trucks.
4:21 KROY Fun Time, the Ron Lyons program for Monday, September 11, 1961.
Ron Lyons, the longtime voice of KCBS Morning Traffic, lost his battle with cancer in a Medford, Oregon hospital last night. One estimate today suggested Ron delivered as many as 142,000 traffic reports before retiring at age 65 3 years ago. KCBS reporter and evening anchor Mike Pulsifer began working with Ron in the mid-70s, and he joins us on the KCBS Newsline now to recall his friend and colleague. Thanks for being with us this evening, Mike.
Sure, Margie.
You worked with Ron for a long time. How are you remembering him today?
Well, very fondly. It's funny, I was trying to remember exactly when we did start working together, and I believe it was 1973, but I won't swear to that. He had been in the Bay Area and had moved up to Sacramento. We worked together at KFBK. I was the news director there, and he was the morning anchor. And we were actually a music station at the time, so he was a morning disc jockey. We had just gone to music, and then eventually we would go back to all news. And he was quite a character. I mean, we would meet in the morning at a coffee shop at 30th and N Streets, I guess, in Sacramento, and have a little breakfast and talk a bit and decide what we were going to do that morning, and then go on over to the station, which was at 21st and Q Streets at the time. And I don't know, it's hard to believe that he's gone. We knew he was quite ill. Consummate broadcaster, I think I would call him. He was somebody who always sounded up and always on, no matter how he felt personally. And I actually learned a lot from him. He was only about 10 years older than me, but he had been in the business a long time, and he taught me a lot of things. He was quite the character.
He really was. Off the air, he could be both gruff and hilarious.
Yeah, I think that gruffness was, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he was really that gruff. I know that after the amount of time that he had spent in the business, it was sort of like he just felt it was time to retire. Although, you know, when he went up to Oregon, up to Gold Beach, he didn't wait too much time until he went onto the air up there, too. He was on a station up there for almost as long as he had moved up there, which was right after he'd retired. So he was tired of the business, but he missed the business. So I guess it's something you never get tired of, and he certainly didn't. He's just a real character.
Couldn't get it out of his system, I guess. He came from an era of broadcasting associated with hard living. On his website, he wasn't shy about it. He wrote that Jack Daniels was his co-producer for quite a few years, never shy about talking about his battles, and he came through them okay.
Yes, he did, actually. There are some funny stories that they're actually not that risque. They could probably be told on the air, but they would take too long to tell. But yeah,
oh, do tell a quick one.
No, you know what? All right, very quickly. There was a time that he was at a party with a sponsor's at a sponsor's house, and he walked over to I guess just to say hi to the sponsor or something. I don't remember the exact specifics. I wasn't there, may I add, quickly. And he tripped. He was carrying some dip. I remember that. And he tripped. And the sponsor's girlfriend at the time was sitting next to him, and the dip went right onto her, and she was wearing a rather low-cut dress, and you can imagine the rest.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny. And I'm sure he had a quick comeback for what happened, I'm sure.
I'm sure he did. Like I say, I wasn't there, but I'll bet he did. I really will miss him. I mean, stories like that are more the exception than the rule, because he really was the consummate pro. I mean, he was just always on the air. And like you say, I mean, sometimes he could be gruff, but if you heard him on the air, you were his friend, and he felt that way. I mean, he really loved the audience and all the... I know they're all cliches, but it's true. He just loved performing, and he had this little connection with people who were listening that just, you know, generated an emotion and a connection that was just very real.
And he was also very good at making things sound good. I mean, not just his voice, which was absolutely amazing, but he was also very gifted at production.
He was what we call, it's hard to speak of him in the past tense, he was what we call a production whiz. He could, that's one of the things that he taught me. I mean, he knew, in those days we had tape, of course, and for people who don't know tape, think of film, if you know film, and I'm talking, you know, video type stuff. And he was a whiz with a razor blade. He could take a word out and put another word in and just make it sound like it was all put together in the first place, just the way it sounded when it finally came out and was on the air. He was very gifted. He's a great guy.
Thank you so much. May he rest in peace. Remembering Ron Lyons with Mike Pulsifer. Ron Lyons, the beloved former KCBS traffic reporter, dying of cancer.